And you have the family of David given in chapter 3. And you find out that he had some sons we didn't know much about before. They weren't mentioned in 1 and 2 Samuel or 1 and 2 Kings at all. Verse 5, chapter 3, these were born unto him in Jerusalem. Shimeon, Shobab, you ever hear of them? Nathan and Solomon. Now that's interesting. We know about Solomon, but somebody says we haven't heard about Nathan. Well, if you go over to the genealogy of the Lord Jesus that's in the Gospel of Luke, you'll find out that the line goes through Nathan to David and not through Solomon. So you have both Mary's and Joseph's genealogy given. In Matthew, he gets the legal title to the throne of David, and in Luke, he gets the blood title to the throne of David. That's pretty important to follow. Then you have the genealogy of the 12 tribes of Israel. And I'm not going to go through all that either, friends, and read that. But I want to say to you, it's profitable for us today. And so I'd like for you to notice something here in these first 9 chapters. 9 chapters of genealogies. His children. Whose children? Adam's children. It's the longest genealogy in Scripture, and it's remarkable because it's the longest and largest list of names in Scripture, and there's nothing like this in the literature or the history of the world. It begins with Adam and goes to Christ. It begins with the first Adam and goes to the last Adam, the last book in the Hebrew Bible, the greatest genealogical table that's in existence, and all of us are in the same family, we find out from this. So that today there's no one that can follow his genealogy all the way back to Adam, but most of us can tell more or less the route that we go back to Adam. Many of us go back through Japheth, some of us go back through Ham, and some of us go back through Shem. But we all go back to Adam. These are remarkable genealogies.